Queen on a Morning Bull 97 Rock 823. It is Buffalo Beer Week. All the craft brewers locally getting together and celebrating Buffalo beer. It's expanded now to 23 local craft brewers, which is enormous, and it continues to grow. And every morning this week, we're having a different craft brewer in. Today, it's the guys from 12 Gates. Kevin is in. He's the bank. Scott's in. He's the brewer. And welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Really, glad to be here.
Really appreciate it. Now, you guys have a unique space. You wouldn't typically think of a brewery being in basically a business park, right? I mean, that's kind of where you're at in Williamsville.
Yeah, right in the back of a business park, right off of Worley, over by ECC's North Campus.
And you're drawing all the ECC students. They're coming after class and just stopping over there, right?
They're
the ones of age.
Yeah, the ones that are of age, they come over because we're part of ECC's brewing program.
Very cool.
So we get a lot of interns over, so we get students, so we get all the crew come over.
Love
professors
it.
Will come over sometimes.
Yeah.
We get all the staff come
are
over.
Are any of these students surprised at how smart you have to be? And I mean, you almost have to have a chemist brain. You can't just go, oh, I'm going to learn how to make beer because I drink. You need to be somewhat intelligent, right?
Exactly.
I'm looking at the right guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's so much science involved. There's chemistry, there's biology, and a lot of janitorial work. So a lot of them. Yeah, the mop and the squeegee are your friend, and you learn that very quickly in brewing.
So you're being serious, though.
Oh, very serious.
Because you have to clean up every time you make a mess. Like if you try something, you got to clean it out completely.
Absolutely. Because of the sanitization, we want it to be so clean. The only thing we want to grow is the yeast we put in it or the bacteria strains we put in it. So we are very, very meticulous on our sanitization. And because we deal with liquids get on the floor. You got to clean up the floor all the time. So the first tool you use in a brewery and learn to use is a squeegee.
Isn't that funny how, you know, typically if you were to think about ingesting, you know, like yeast or bacteria,
right.
You'd be like, oh,
yeah.
But it's
like
beer,
a flu
so
shot.
We don't care.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you're giving me the ingredients of a flu shot.
Right. Instead of getting the shot, you do a shot, right?
That's more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So the guys from 12 Gates are in. By the way, Beer Pong with Rob coming up. We're renaming it Fear Pong. We're going to do some of the 12 Gates beer in some of the cups. Rob's never played beer pong, so we're going to do some of the 12 Gates in some of the cups and then some mystery liquids in some of the other ones for Rob coming up in the next segment here on the show. So I know, Scott, you've brought in a number of different selections from your brewery. What are we starting off with here?
We're going to start off with our German Dunkelweizen.
Good choice.
We are going to be premiering this Saturday at our Philosophest over at the tap room from 5 to 11. So it is a traditional German Dunkelweizen. So it's a dark wheat beer. It's highly carbonated. We naturally carbonated it.
Is it sour? Is it one of those sour ones? Because it smells. I'm smelling it. It's got that Germany kind of sauerkrauty smell to it.
No,
the sauerkraut. No, I'm not sure of.
It's not a sour beer.
No, it's a wheat beer, and it uses German Hefeweizen strain. So that
it
strain
probably would taste good with sauerkraut.
Or
and
is
brat.
It just an angry right, yeah. brewer? Is it that all it is? It's really not German. It's just an angry brewer.
No, I actually wore my Bunderhosen as I brewed it that day.
I beg your pardon.
Good.
Your what? You threw around your what? This is very tasty.
That's really,
really good, really
yeah.
good stuff. That's by the way, the guys really also, in a moment, will give away some gift cards for 12 Gates. Not only a gift card for you, but also a tour and tasting for a big group of yours. So if you're listening, in a couple of minutes, we'll give that away. To a couple of the callers, which is so generous of you guys to do. We really appreciate that. So this is the Dunkelweizen. Basically, if you're a fan of Hefeweizen, you know it. It's typically a golden look for the typical Hefeweizen, but the Dunkel's a darker one, and it's very, very tasty. And not far in terms of the taste from the typical signature Hefeweizen, if you will.
Yes, very close, because we use the same wheat, the same base grains. What we do, the fermentation temperature is a little bit different. So we mute down like a good Hefeweizen, and we'll have clove and we'll have banana that comes from the yeast. This, we control the temperatures to kind of keep it muted. So some of the maltiness, some of the dark grains, the Karamunic, the carafa that we use, it gives it almost a porter or stout look without the acidity, the acridness of it.
All right, what's the next one we're going to try? You pick. I mean, the West Coast IPA is like probably arguably your signature beer. That's the one. I mean, I see it in the cans all over the place, in retail outlets all over the place. Is that fair to say that's your signature beer?
Yes, it is. That comprises the vast majority of our sales. We can it. We just canned yesterday. It was a nice 12-hour day canning. And we're looking, our coffee porter, we're looking to start canning that before the end of the year. And we're running some trials for our cherry vanilla wheat or our pale ale. Just some more options coming up that
can
that
you be
we
a recovering alcoholic and be a brewer?
You're looking at one.
Seriously?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Because I'm watching you drink beer right now. I mean, like every brewer that's come in this week, they pour themselves one as well. Like, do you just constantly drink through the day? Like sip, not to get drunk, but are you constantly tasting throughout the day?
Yes. I usually roll in the brewery around 5, 6 in the morning. And first thing in the day, before you have any coffee, before you've eaten breakfast, a brewer will go through and test each tank, each fermenter, while your taste buds are still clean. So you're pulling samples. We call it quality control to a point. And then it's
I want to be in your R&D.
Testing.
Yeah. Yeah. Your quality control department. Yeah. No doubt. So do you let guests come in and be those people? I mean, do you actually do like we'll do things in our industry where we'll have listeners come in and we'll say, hey, what do you like about that? What do you want? Do you do that? Do you bring in like a focus group, if you will, of drinkers ever to say, here's what we're trying out, like it or not? You ever do that? Or is it just by you guys?
It's mostly by us just because of the nuances, because everybody wants to be an official beer taster.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're coming in with a finished beer product. What we pull off of our tanks, off of our fermenters, is partially fermented. It does not taste pleasant at all. But so we've had to go through sensory training. Each one of us can pick up on some different nuances that the other one can't. So we'll go through and do a lot of quality control. So we keep it in-house, but if somebody's back and we're doing a tour, and we'll just open up a fermenter and pour some out for him.
I can't think of the term, but what's the term for the wine expert, the guy that knows everything about the wine?
Sommelier.
Yeah, so is there a beer sommelier? Is there such a thing as a beer sommelier where you would get trained? You just talked about getting
like a beer pairing?
No, like an expert on
beer.
Yeah,
that person would also does wine pairings where you would go
food and wine, right?
Right. Is there such a thing with beer where the guy is like, this beer goes well with spaghetti or...
Yeah, it's called the Cicerone. So wine has a sommelier.
Yep.
For beer, it's considered a Cicerone. So there's different tiers, different certifications with the Cicerone program. And I've learned a lot through that. I've taken the exams a couple times.
So it's basically like the LSATs. Or...
Yeah. I thought it was just a beer pert instead of an expert.
It is. The last time I didn't pass it. You need an 80 to pass. I got a 78, so I was super bummed about that. But it was a 4 to 5 hour panel.
And there probably aren't foreign kids that sit next to and cheat, right?
No.
Just a burnout next to him going, I like beer.
Well, this stuff is terrific, man. I appreciate you guys coming in, and thank you so much for the gift card and the tour and tasting. We're going to give away in a moment, but you guys have to stay through to the beer pong, okay? I'm going to take on Robin Beer Pong. I beg your pardon. Fear Pong. We're going to pour a little bit of your beer in a couple of the cups and then some mystery liquids in the others, and we're going to play some Fear Pong with Rob V. Me coming up. Now, I've had a little bit of a beer sampling, so now I got a small swerve on, so now my beer pong ability may be stepped up a bit. Rob, you may be in big trouble, just so you know.
I've had 2 cups of coffee, so I'm going to just throw this at
you. It's on. It's on. Fear Pong coming up.